Good evening.
Good evening.
Mark, are you the only one?
I think so. It's only 2 minutes.
Okay. You want to wait a little while, see if somebody else comes?
Sure. Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you have a nice Labor Day?
A peaceful one. It's rained here for about 3 or 4 days now, so really couldn't do anything outside. So we just kind of stayed in and did some things in the house and studied a bit. And
understand that from what they said, there's going to be some more rain. So
right, there'll be some till, well, actually all through next weekend as well. So over here in Southwest Louisiana, anyway. Okay. Brenda.
Good evening. So we will begin. We're in the Sulam commentary of the Zohar in section 8 of Parasha Lech Lecha. We're starting with Pasuk 44 this evening. And I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. Comments, thoughts.
Well, I did read or heard some time back that for the first 12 years or 13 years, whichever that may be, that child is for itself. You know, everything's about that child. Its wants, its needs always has to be catered to, especially in infancy. So it's desire for oneself, basically. So I can understand that Satan has control over that soul during that time because they haven't come into the covenant. Now, we talked about that before, about circumcision. And I think we spoke about some months back about, I think I asked the question about how are women circumcised. And I believe the discussion was about between the breast because of the blood turning into milk when a woman carries a child. So sometimes I guess that individual never leaves that desire to receive for oneself, and they carry it on into adulthood as well.
Everything you say is true. There are people who do leave the desire to receive for oneself alone, and that's the definition of a tzaddik, of a righteous person. When they stop doing things for themselves alone and receive for the purpose of sharing, they become righteous.
Right.
So whenever you do that, or whenever we do that in our life, even for an instant, at that instant, we are considered righteous. The righteous person is one who can maintain that consciousness. Most of us have a great difficulty in doing it.
Right.
But the basic issue is the soul, the nefesh level of soul, activates the body. It brings it life force. But after the sin of Adam, the nefesh level has not, it is a desire to receive for oneself alone, and that's what the child has. That's the only level of soul. And it's only when the ruach comes into the body, which is, as you said, 12 for a girl and 13 for a boy, at that moment, that's when the child has the capability of receiving in order to share. He may not know that, he may not yet have achieved that, but that is what he is capable of doing. The confusion of being a teenager comes from having spent under the control of the Satan for the 13 years. So the body is very used to listening to the Satan. And it's only as the capability of the consciousness grows that he can realize that he's listening to Satan and not to Hashem.
With that, I mean, your body begins to change dramatically when you're 13, 12, for a woman, when she comes into her womanhood. There's a lot of confusion, a lot of emotional feelings, emotional, for both male and female. So is at that point, or are they struggling? Do they feel both? I mean, they're not so much under Satan, or is it Satan saying, hey, I'm still here, but they're fighting it and say, well, I don't feel like doing that. I want to do something else. You know, I want to do this. So is that where that struggle comes in when they're changing from a child to adulthood? you know, how we just go up, our emotions are just up and down tremendously. Voices change, body changes.
That is where it comes from.
So, and I think we also discussed where the soul is pushing out the formation, as in, you know, the girl's breasts are growing bigger, you know, the men's muscles are growing bigger. So is that when the soul is really pushing out the features, distinguishing itself?
The development of the ego is in the first 12, 13 years. That's the development of the emotional level. The transition into teenage years is this conflict between the intellect, which is represented by the Ruach, and the emotions represented by the body, by the nefesh. So that pushing out, as you're describing it, is part of the consciousness. The Ruach is a more expansive level of life force. You think in terms of you have these three levels, the nefesh, the Ruach, and the neshama. If you want to quantify it, which obviously we cannot quantify it, but if we said that the nefesh is the level of 100, the Ruach is the level of 10,000, and the neshama is the level of 1,000,000. So this is the idea of what you're describing as expansion. There's greater capacity. The body needs to grow as a teenager to provide for that expansive level of soul. Now we have the two higher levels of soul, the Chaya and the Yechida, and they generally do not fit within the body. Because again, putting it on a level of quantifying, which of course we cannot do, but if the neshama is at the level of 1,000,000, the chaya is the level of 1,000,000,000, or probably 10 billion. And the yechidah is at an unlimited level in the sense. Of course, it's limited because it's in the body. The Yechidah really isn't ever in the body. The Chaya sometimes, for a very unique people, can come into the body. But typically the body at this level, because of the sin of Adam, where we fell metaphorically, or I'm not sure if it, actually it's probably physically, we fell from the height of 100 feet, for lack of a better description, to the level of 6 feet. So there's no room in the body for these other two levels of soul. And that's it's a metaphor in the sense that, yes, the neshama is in the body, and underneath it, or within it, is the ruach, and underneath that is the nefesh. But each of these levels of soul being in the body, they need room. They need to expand. That one of the natures of the soul is that it's a spark of God. And God's nature is to constantly expand, constantly share more. And so what is the neshama wants to share more than the ruach? Well, you know, a toddler has no capacity to share, but it needs to receive, it needs to develop its ego in order to make room to grow and make room for that next higher level of soul. So everything that science has describes as what takes place in the growth of human beings is really caused by this expansion of the soul. Because everything that's described in the physical is actually caused by the spiritual. Should I go on, or are we good with where we are?
I'm good where we are.
Okay.
I mean, we can 45. Go on.
Pasuk 45. Ve'ilana shalta arlat elat shenim ve'varna shtelat sereis shenim ve'ikrun shene arla ke'wandia avaru al-dufa inun shenim ve'it avrat Nishmata Niflach Uchana Kadisha Pekidat Legufa Lita Tava Likpoch Lehahu Nafash Dehala Yakir Leshalta The translation. The orla, literally it means the foreskin, rules over the tree for 3 years, which are called the orla years. In the human being, the first 13 years are called the orla years. After the body has lived these years, the soul is aroused to fulfill its holy task. It then receives full control over the body and inspires the goodwill necessary to overcome the serpent. And then the serpent will not be able to control the body as it did before. My commentary. Read the pasuk carefully. The serpent will not be able to control the body as it did before. It does not say that the soul controls the body completely, only that the serpent cannot control the body unhindered, as it did in the orla years. We must also ask, why are the orla years 13 years and not 3? Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, there's a separation in the circumcision, and it is has to do something with purifying the blood, I assume.
Yes, but not really.
Okay. On which part? Yes, but not really. On which part?
Purifying the blood.
Okay. So what, the question that you asked, is there an answer to it? Why not in the third year instead of the 13th year? And is that true for both male and female?
Well, yes, the female develops faster in time, but generally speaking, the ruach comes into the female on the first day of the 13th year, whereas the male, the ruach comes in the last day of the 13th year. So we say it's 12 and 13, but in reality, it's all, both of them are 13. It's just when within the 13th year.
Okay.
The difference between the number 13 and the number 3 is 10. And that should alert you to the 10 sephirot.
Right.
The 3 years is the Orlai years for a tree. The tree represents the plant kingdom. The difference in between the kingdoms is the desire to receive. The rocks and the streams and the, they have no desire to move. So they sit in one location. The plant has a greater desire to receive, so it moves. It has to follow the sun, so it turns toward the sun. But it doesn't get up and walk around. This is the level of the tree. The animal has greater mobility. It moves around. It forages for food. It has greater desire to receive. And the human, being the speaking level as it's described, is the greater part of the animal. But the difference between a tree, which has a desire to receive in order to share, that's why it grows against gravity. That's why it transforms carbon dioxide into oxygen. Because it has a desire to share. This is the nature of the tree. But in the first 3 years of a tree, the Satan is in control of the tree. So the normally speaking, fruit trees don't start giving fruit for those years. They give fruit, but it's fruit imbued with Satan. So we're prevented from eating it. When you add the additional 10 sephirot to the 13th year, now the tree is truly sharing. It's creating fruit. But that's really what the human being is doing. That's when the human being is now able to share. That is the answer to the question. It has to do with the difference between the desire to receive in a sense of capacity. Now, we can't really measure the desire to receive. Is your desire to receive greater than my desire to receive? How do we measure that capacity? So we don't. We're not capable of doing it yet. So it's clear that a plant has less desire to receive than a human being, and the difference can be perceived by the fact that the plant doesn't move and the human being does. Everybody's quiet.
So,
from a spiritual standpoint, you're contemplating what I said, or then you just never thought in terms, in think in terms like that?
No. I think I've read some things about the trees and the level of actions between plant life, animal life, and human life, and so forth and so on. But so based on why not coming in on the third year of the human cycle versus the 13 years, I think I'd go back and try to recap what you said, is that, are we talking from a spiritual standpoint or from a physical standpoint? Because, you know, again, why not come in at 3 years old versus 13? So if you could maybe go back and just explain that between the plant life and the human life, because they have to wait until they're 13. And I know you say there's a 10 sephirot, and that's why, because they have to be a completion of 10 added to the 3 years.
It's because the capacity of the three-year-old, the nature of the desire to receive is such that the human child is not able to share.
Okay.
He doesn't have the capacity. The ruach isn't in the body. The question,
okay,
why doesn't the ruach come into the body, is because each year represents a sephirah.
Okay. Got it?
Remember, we've been given 7,000 years to complete our task.
Mm-hmm.
Each year represents a sephirah. That's 10 times 10 times 10 to get to the 1,000,
mm-hmm,
which, and then the 7 for the 7, from Chesed to Malchut. So it's all related. Everything is related to the Sephirah, because this is the transformation from infinity to finite forms. So at 3 years, the tree has undergone 3 sephirot. What are they? Well, they're within the level of plants. Those 3 years is sufficient for them to start to share.
Right.
In the first 3 years, they have essentially the satan as part of their life. The satan is saying, okay, go ahead and share. But, I'm injecting this desire to receive for oneself alone into that fruit that you're growing. But after the 3rd year, the tree is able to truly share without the satan. The tree can overcome it, and that's where it starts to shoot up and grow into significant heights. A fruit tree might grow 10, 12 feet. But the redwood trees grow 300 feet. All of this is the capacity.
Thank goodness.
The human being has no ability to share at 3. It needs that full additional 10 years, 10 more sephirot, for that capacity to be able to share.
Is that because of movement? Is that because of be able to roam where the plant life are in one place?
We're out of time, but go ahead and finish your question.
Well, I think that's beautiful because, vegetation do give us a lot. They do share a lot of things.
Absolutely.
But the difference in between is because they're stationary in one position versus the humans are not. They're always on the move. So,
The differences can be related to the capacity of the desire to receive.
Right. Okay.
Because the plant doesn't just stay in one place, it follows the sun. So there is movement, but it's not nowhere near the kind of movement that a human being can do or an animal can do.
Right.
We are out of time, so we'll pick this up tomorrow. And our 7 o'clock class is the writings of the Ari. So hopefully we'll see you there.
Okay.
Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you. Thank you.